USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's recently bolstered defense team in the impeachment trial against him that starts on Tuesday says the House case is fatally flawed and constitutionally invalid. They filed their first response with the Senate yesterday, saying that the impeachment has procedural irregularities, and they call it a dangerous attack on the American people. The fourth annual Women's March, taking place in over 300 cities nationwide, including in New York City, where this woman said,
"We want to unify the city, we want to talk about our issues and make sure that we're getting everything we need out to perpetuate the message."
Organizers say the goals include ending violence against women, protecting reproductive rights, and protecting the environment. Puerto Rico's emergency director fired after residents discovered a warehouse full of Hurricane Maria supplies that were never distributed. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
In Utah, teenage boys in custody for the domestic shootings that killed four people on Friday night. Reports are the victims were all family members and included three kids. No names have been released and the motive has not been discussed yet. There are new calls for calm ahead of Monday's pro-gun rights rally at Virginia's state capitol. Second Amendment groups identifying Virginia as a rallying point for the fight against what they see as a national erosion of gun rights. Not far from where this will be held, a protester was killed in Charlottesville in 2017 at such an event. The Lieutenant Governor of Virginia says,
"Everyone who comes here looking to peacefully exercise their rights, you know, is welcome, of course, but we do not need any violence. We do not need a reprisal of the failures that we saw in Charlottesville."
Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax saying a state of emergency has been declared, which will require the gun rights activists not bring guns to the events. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The U.S. Supreme Court's agreed to hear a case concerning when Electoral College members look to vote for a presidential candidate who didn't win the popular vote in their state. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
The High Court will hear two similar cases brought by electors in Colorado and Washington. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in those two states in 2016, but some electors refused to vote for her. The plaintiffs said the laws in those states requiring electors to vote along with popular votes are unconstitutional. In 2016, 10 electors voted against their state's pledged candidate. Three were invalidated and replaced with electors who complied, and the other seven were officially recorded. As a result, Clinton lost 5 electoral votes. The decision generated concern among state officials and advocates who fear it gives individual electors all the power and voters none of it.
And former UFC champ Conor McGregor is back in the octagon, defeating Donald Cowboy Cerrone in less than a minute last night. That UFC fight in Las Vegas, McGregor's first victory since 2016, the former two-division champ landing a head kick early in the first round, and then he just began raining blows on Cerrone, prompting the referee to stop the fight after just 40 seconds. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.